Well, that's a beautiful piece of music to introduce me. This is Jack, and I'll be here for the next hour on behalf of the environment with some local news and some overseas news and some more good music. I really enjoyed that. Get on that train. How is everybody out there this morning? What a beautiful, beautiful, steaming hot day. Getting close to the start of summer. We're all going to be dragging our tails around in a week or so. Do I have any good news? There's a little bit of news that you may have already heard, but it's quite interesting. Peter Cundall, those of you who would remember and know Peter Cundall from Gardening Australia. Lovely man with a very interesting history too, by the way. If you Google him, you'll get his biography up, and he's a very fascinating man. He's about 82 years old. He's been arrested. He has. He's been very naughty. He's been supporting the environment, and he's put himself up in opposition to Gunns. Gunns, one of the less attractive Australian companies, I would suggest. This is simply my opinion, of course. I'm giving you my opinion about Gunns. Gunns, the forest destroyers. As you may be aware, Gunns have been trying to get together to build a pulp mill down there on that beautiful island of Tasmania. And they've had a few problems. They've thought at various times they've had people set up to take on this billions of dollar project. Because, of course, they're looking for outside investment. You know, Gunns probably aren't very wealthy. I don't know. But anyway, they're looking for outside investors, and a couple of times they've come close, and I think they're still negotiating with other people. And, of course, there's been ongoing, rightly enough, there have been ongoing protests to this proposed pulp mill, which will be doing all sorts of environmental damage in the area where it's proposed to be put, and as well as that, it will be aiding the destruction of lots and lots of Tasmania's forest. So, this gentleman, Peter Cundall, is one of the 50 people who put themselves up outside Parliament in Tasmania as part of their protest against the Tamar Valley pulp mill. The beautiful Tamar Valley, you know, why would you be insane enough to go to a place like that and build a wood pulp mill with all its associated environmental problems? So anyway, Peter, Gardening Australia gentleman, 82 years old, he's been arrested. Good on you, Peter. I hope they bailed you. Apparently there were 50 activists arrested. When was this, yesterday? He's 82 years old. He was arrested after refusing police request to move from Parliament's front step. Apparently the conversation went as follows. Did you hear the direction before? An officer asked him. I did hear it, he replied. Are you refusing to leave now? I'm afraid so. I do respect the law, but I'm so sorry. I will be refusing to leave, said Mr. Cundall. Then you realise that if you refuse to leave, you can be arrested. I understand that. Okay. I'm now arresting you. So there you go. Several other protesters also taken away. It's actually quite lovely, isn't it, when the cops arrest a high-profile person, particularly when he's 82 years old, and he's obviously got a bit of credibility in the environmental world, since that's what he's been doing all his life. He's been a gardener since he was 5, apparently. I just got that little bit of information off the internet this morning. So you can also find out about him. You can Google him and get his biography. Now, I've got some important news from Momo. Momo is the Nimbin cat who you might see at various places around. Pussies his way around the place and visits various... He sort of officially lives at the neighbourhood centre, so he does have press releases coming out of the neighbourhood centre. And here he is. Sent me an email with a solar update. Good news is that the New South Wales state government has announced a 60-cent feed-in tariff for home solar systems of 10 kilowatts or less will now be gross metered, not net metered. The pussycat's typing's a bit, I suppose because it's those big paws, because he's made a couple of spelling mistakes here. The bad news for our 30 kilowatt solar farmers is that systems over 10 kilowatts still will not be eligible. Ha. Well, if you can come up with any brilliant ideas to solve that, you can get on to Nat once again. Nat's a very busy woman down there at the neighbourhood centre. Get in touch with her. You can get her on an email, nimbinnic@yahoo.com. Very easy. And also, if you're in town, just pop into the neighbourhood centre and pick up a survey on the sustainable future for Nimbin. Very interesting stuff. Have a look through it, and maybe if you can see your way clear to filling it out, do so. Or if you live on a community and you want to spread it around that community, do that too. Also from Momo, another little bit of news. Don't forget, the women's dinner is on 25th of November. Starts at around about 6:30 for meals. Costs you $15 to get in. And you can book your tickets through Momo at the Nimbin Neighbourhood Centre. Okay? So do that. Get down there. I'm not sure. Yeah, it's a women's only event. That's all right. I'm 49% female. I wonder if they let me in.